He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our series The Blessed Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Alhamdulillah, throughout this series we have been talking about the life of this great personality through various angles. And the reason we have been doing this is to take lessons from his blessed life, to understand his blessed character, and to try and implement those characteristics which he possessed into ourselves as well. Now, my dear viewers of Madani channel, somebody might be thinking, why have we picked Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh to do this with? We could have picked anyone throughout history, but why Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh? And the answer, my dear viewers of Madani channel, is quite simple. The leader of the Hanbali school of thought, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he said something regarding Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, which is interesting and beneficial for all of us. And once we hear it, we'll understand why we have chosen Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and why we are talking about his attributes and characteristics throughout this series. It's mentioned that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said, when you see that a person has devotion towards Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he arranges the mention of his attributes and then he spreads them, this will only result in goodness for him. Subhanallah, whoever has love, whoever has devotion towards Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then he arranges the mention of his attributes and he spreads them. This will only result in goodness for him. And that is why, my dear viewers of Madani channel, throughout this series, we are mentioning and talking about the attributes, the characteristics and qualities of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, so that we can spread them and we too can seek goodness from them as well. May Allah Almighty make us successful in this mission. Ameen bijahin nabiyal ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, we all know, or we've all heard the name Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the individual who is known as the second Umar, one of the great leaders of Muslim history, of our Islamic history, a great personality. And in the last episode, we talked about how he was given the news, or he was asked and told that maybe he will be the next caliph of the Muslims. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, in today's episode, we're going to talk about how Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he reacted when the announcement was made, when he actually became the caliph, when he was announced as the caliph, when he was announced as the leader of the Muslims. How did he react? What happened at that time? How did people react? What was society like? And from that, my dear viewers of Madani channel, especially from his reaction and the words that he gave at that time and how he behaved at that time, inshallah azza wa jal, we will take lessons and blessings from it. And when we are in situations of leadership or we have people under us, we'll talk about and we'll learn how the great leaders of the past actually led people. So even though we won't be the caliphs of Islam, we won't be the leaders of the Muslims, all of us are leaders in some way or another. We have somebody who is under us. Parents have children under them. Managers at work have staff under them. And generally, you have people who always look up to you. There will be people who look up to everybody. So there is definitely going to be, for every individual watching, at least one person who looks up to you in your life. And for that individual, you are a leader. So how should we behave as leaders? That is the topic for today. through the lens and the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, we will learn how we should behave when we are in leadership positions, when we are in positions of authority, where we have control, where we can achieve something, we can do something, when we have some sort of power, how should we behave? Now it's mentioned, or it's said, when the caliph of that time, Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, when he departed his life, when he died, when he passed away, the great scholar and saint, Sayyidina Raja bin Haywa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he thought that the Banu Umayyah and the people of that time, they wouldn't accept Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh as the caliph. Now remember, in the last episode, we already discussed that Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, who was the caliph, before he passed away, he had written it down in his will that Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh will be the caliph after me. And this individual knew it, Sayyidina Raja bin Haywa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he knew about this, he knew about the will. And he feared now that this individual, Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, he's passed away, that the people, they won't easily accept Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh as their leader, as the caliph, they will want to appoint somebody else. So he kept the news of the passing away of Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, he kept it a secret. He didn't tell everybody, but he gathered people in the Jami' Masjid of that area. And at that time, he took allegiance from the people, from the Banu Umayyah. Then he broke the news that Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik has passed away. And at this point, he mentioned that his last will, Sulaiman's last will, it will be read out. And then that will was read out. And it was mentioned in that will that Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he is going to be the caliph. It was written in that will which was read out. And then once this is read out, remember, where is everyone? They're in the Jami Masjid of that area. And this is being read out that the new caliph is Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So now everyone, they're looking around. Where is he? Where is Umar bin Abdul Aziz? Where is he? And nobody could see him. They couldn't find him anywhere. And then when they looked carefully, they found him in one corner of the masjid with his head lowered. And they looked at him and they realized that after hearing that he is now the caliph, he has bowed his head in humility. And he is that shocked and surprised that he does not have the strength in his legs to even stand up anymore. He is that nervous, he is that anxious that he does not even have the strength in his legs anymore because of his anxiousness, because of his worry that he cannot even stand up anymore. What was he worried about? He knew, he understood what this meant to be the caliph. He understood the responsibility that came with it. That's why he was anxious. And then at this point, the people, they went around Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and they picked him up, they helped him up, and they helped him towards the minbar, towards the pulpit. And now he sat on the pulpit. He's just been announced as the caliph. He sat on the pulpit, and for a long while he doesn't say anything. He sits in silence. He doesn't say anything. He sits in silence. Everybody is gathered there. They are waiting for him to speak. They are waiting to hear his words. They are waiting to hear from the new caliph. Well, he sits in silence for a long time. And then he speaks for the very first time. And he speaks after a while and he says, "O people, by Allah, neither apparently nor secretly have I ever begged Allah Almighty for the caliphate." What's the first thing that he says? He assures everyone, he tells everyone that by Allah, he takes an oath. It was enough for him to just say it. He didn't need to take an oath. As we've heard in one of the previous episodes, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, at one point, when he was accused of lying, he came back with the response, "In my entire life, I've never told a lie." Now that individual in his entire life, when he has not told a lie, what need is there for him to swear an oath? When he says something, his word has value. Because he never lies, everyone would trust him. So if he was not to even swear an oath, if he was just to say his statement, it would be enough. But to emphasize it, he takes an oath. He says, by Allah, neither apparently nor secretly have I ever begged Allah Almighty for the caliphate. I have never asked Allah Almighty. I have never desired this. I have never wanted this, that I become the caliph. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's a lesson for all of us. This one sentence, or these few moments after the announcement of the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, where he was shocked, where he was scared, where he couldn't stand up. And then his first words that he spoke, that I have never desired this leadership. I have never desired or asked for this caliphate. These two things, they are lessons for all of us for life. And I'll explain how. The first part, when he was entrusted into a leadership role, he realized that everybody who is under him is now his responsibility. Whereas before, he wasn't responsible for those who were under him. He wasn't responsible for all the world. He wasn't responsible for all the Muslims. But now as the caliph, he is. And because of that, the worry that he has more people who he can be held accountable for, the worry that he is responsible for more people, his worry led him to that state where he could not stand up, where he was so shocked and anxious. And for us, we have people under our leadership. We have people who are dependent on us. We will be asked about our families. We will be asked about those who are under our management and leadership. There are people who look up to us and they follow what we do. Are we following the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh? Are we fearful of upholding their rights? Are we scared that we might be going against their rights? Or do we not care? We're just happy that there's people under us. I've got control over a few people. They have to listen to me. How are we? Are we like the tyrant rulers who would rule over those who were under them in a way that they didn't care how they felt? They didn't care how they were treated, those under them. They treated them in harsh manners. They made them do things. They used to tell them, you're under me, I'm better than you. And they used to behave like they think they're better than them as well. Are we following that style of leadership? Those who are under us, do they think of us, or will they think of us in that manner? Or are we behaving like Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, where he is concerned for those who are under him? And those under him will no doubt be happy with his leadership. They will be happy knowing that their leader is somebody, the person who they are following, is somebody who will uphold their rights, who will not violate their rights, who will not treat them unjustly. Which of the two categories do we fall in? We've learned which one Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, fell into. We learned what type of leader he is. Even just with this start of his caliphate, we can understand what type of leader he is going to become. What are we like? Are we following his way? Or are we going against his way? May Allah Almighty make us from those who truly understand the rank of the awliya and follow in the footsteps of our pious predecessors. Ameen bijahin nabiyyal ameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he didn't desire the caliphate, but now he is given the caliphate. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is given the caliphate. He is the leader of the Muslims now. Now the question is, what was the date that he became the leader of the Muslims? What date did Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, become the leader of the Muslims? And the answer, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is 10th of Safarul Muzaffar, 99 AH. Just think about the date, 99 AH. How early, he was in the first 100 years of Islam. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was around in the first 100 years of Islam. He is that personality who has spent time with many companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is that individual who we are talking about. Now he has become the caliph of the Muslims. First thing he did, let's recall, what did he do? He was anxious and worried when he heard that he is the caliph. He couldn't even stand up. And the first thing he did was reassured everyone and told everyone that I did never ask for this. I never asked for this. And in those first two actions, he's left life lessons for all of us. But let's carry on. What happens next? What does Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, do in these first initial moments, initial stages after receiving the caliphate? is mentioned that when Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was appointed as the caliph, he began to cry, and upon being asked, he replied, "Hamad, I feel deeply afraid of this responsibility." Sayyidina Hamad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was the one who saw him crying, and then he asked him, "Why are you crying?" And he replied, as we've understood from the first two incidents of not being able to stand up and his first speech after becoming the caliph, here now he says it in direct words. There we understood it from his actions. Here he's saying it in direct words, "I am deeply afraid." Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, "I am deeply afraid of this responsibility." And then Sayyidina Hamad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, "I humbly asked him, how deeply from your heart do you like the world? Or do you desire wealth?" And he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he replied, "I don't like it at all. I don't desire it at all." And thereupon Sayyidina Hamad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "Then there is no need to fear. Allah Almighty will help you." Now let's reflect on this exchange now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, between these two pious individuals. Again, firstly, he's afraid of leadership. He's afraid of that responsibility. Why? Because he knows he's responsible for all those under him now. He will be held to account about them. If somebody is treated unjustly under his watch, it's his fault. He will be held responsible. If there's somebody starving, if there are children starving, if there are people starving, if there are people being mistreated under his watch, it's his responsibility. And he understood this. That's why he was afraid. And when you become a leader, you naturally gain power. You gain wealth. You gain a status. You gain things which can lead you to arrogance and greed. When you don't have anything, you don't really have anything to be arrogant over. When you have things at your disposal, like in the role of a leader, you can have anything you want. Especially when it's the leader of the entire nation. When you become the Caliph of Islam, the leader of the Muslims. But that pious individual, Sayyidina Hamad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he assured him that those type of things only happen when you have love for wealth in your heart, when you desire wealth deeply, when that's what you're chasing after. If that's not what you're chasing after, then there's no issue. Like here, he told him, "You've got nothing to worry about. If you do not desire wealth, you only desire the pleasure of Allah Almighty, you will always do the right thing. You will always make the right decision." Just think about it. When do leaders oppress those who are under them? When do they treat them unjustly? When do they treat them in a harsh manner? When do they violate their rights? When they're greedy for wealth or power or status. If they want power or wealth, they take it away from those who are under them. And they keep it for themselves. But look, those individuals who have no desire for wealth, have no desire for their status, like Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, their main focus will always be on the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And when the focus is on the pleasure of Allah Almighty, you have nothing to fear. Now, what is fear of Allah Almighty? Because here, ultimately, what is Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi afraid of? He's afraid of violating the rights of those who are under him. And ultimately, what is that? That is going against the command of Allah Almighty. And if you go against the command of Allah Almighty, you attract the justice of Allah Almighty, which ultimately could be the punishment from Allah Almighty. And because of the fear of this, he feared that leadership. But look, what does fear of Allah actually mean? What is it? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, normally when you fear something or someone, it's a sign of weakness. It's something that people don't desire. They don't think of it as a good thing. They don't want it. If somebody is afraid of the dark, they don't like it. It's seen as something defective in them. They think of themselves as, "Lord, I'm afraid of something which I shouldn't be afraid of." Some people might be afraid of animals. Some people might be afraid of the dark. Some people might be afraid of heights. And like these different things people are afraid of. But in reality, we wouldn't say that any of them in and of themselves are blessings. But The fear of Allah Almighty, without a doubt, is one of the greatest blessings an individual can have. And if you look, the more pious an individual is, the more fear of Allah Almighty that individual has. So this fear of Allah Almighty, which Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had, it is a great blessing from Allah Almighty. It protects an individual from so many sins. And in reality, without this, it's close to impossible to do good deeds. If we do not have the fear of Allah Almighty, if we do not have this fear within us of displeasing our Lord, then in reality, it will become more difficult for us to do good deeds and stay away from bad. That's why it is a great blessing. May Allah Almighty bless us all with this blessing of truly fearing Him and understanding what fearing Him actually means. The great saint and scholar of this time, the leader of the Sunnis, the founder and pioneer of Madani Channel, Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahle Sunnat, Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razawi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he states regarding fear of Allah Almighty, that fear of Allah means that one should be scared of Allah's hidden plan. One should be scared of Allah's hidden plan. He should be scared of His anger, His punishment, His torments, His wrath, and the destruction of faith as a result of it, and so on and so on. This is how he describes what fear of Allah Almighty is. How do we describe it? How do we understand it? In reality, is what we think of fear of Allah Almighty just words on our tongue? Do we just say, yes, I fear Allah? Or do our actions show it? Or are we those who, our actions show that we fear Allah Almighty as well? Allah Almighty tells us in the glorious Quran, He commands us time and time again, establish your prayer. Are we fearful of Allah Almighty that we don't want to attract His wrath by going against His command? If we truly were, we would establish the prayer. All those things which Allah Almighty commands us to do, we would do them if we truly feared Allah Almighty. All those things which Allah Almighty commands us and instructs us to stay away from, we would stay away from them if we truly feared Allah Almighty. Again, I ask the question, for me and for all of you as well, do we only fear Allah Almighty with our words, i.e. do we only say it that we fear Allah Almighty, or within us, inside us, deeply ingrained in us, do our actions also show that we fear Allah Almighty, or do our words and our actions contradict each other? If they match and show the same thing, then brilliant, that's how it should be. If they are something different, then we need to check ourselves, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. That why do we claim to fear Allah Almighty, but in reality we have no fear of Allah Almighty? May Allah Almighty make us from those who always fear Him and understand the importance of having this great blessing within us. Allah Almighty states in the glorious Quran, O believers, fear Allah as He should be rightly feared, and never die but as Muslims. Allah Almighty tells us, and fear Me if you are believers. It is the sign of a believer, it is the sign of a Muslim to fear Allah Almighty. But do we have that fear? We've learned from the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that this is something that he possessed throughout his life, and it manifested especially at the time he became the caliph, he became the leader of the Muslims. In future episodes, inshallah, we'll talk about what happened further on after he had become the caliph of Islam. We'll talk about different qualities which manifested from him and how he lived and how he ruled as the leader of the Muslims. But in today's episode, I wanted to focus on just this specific timing of exactly when he was announced as the caliph. Because there are so many lessons for us here. And I've only touched on the fear of Allah Almighty. Fear of having that position of being in a leader. Fear for desire of the harms of desiring leadership roles. May Allah Almighty allow us to follow in the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah Almighty take this desire of wanting to be leaders, wanting to have fame, wanting to have wealth out of our hearts. And may Allah Almighty make us successful like Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ameen bi jahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah.